This week's meetings mark the beginning of the end for the years-long process drafting a TMDL document for Lake Champlain. That stands for Total Maximum Daily Load, a scientifically determined amount of phosphorus that the Environmental Protection Agency thinks the lake can safely sustain. The TMDL plan will establish new phosphorus limits by region and by source, such as stormwater runoff, crop fields, or sewage treatment plants. Phosphorus pollution has been a big problem in the lake in recent years, notably manifesting itself in the form of blue-green algae blooms. The toxic blooms have killed dogs swimming in the lake and caused beach closures. David Mears is the commissioner of Vermont's Department of Environmental Conservation.
Freshwater bodies in Vermont are particularly susceptible of this nutrient phosphorus. Naturally, phosphorus is not found in high levels in Vermont's waters. And so you just add a little bit and it makes the plants go crazy.
Vermont's phosphorus contributions to the lake are more than a little bit. Mears began a series of public meetings this week to address the 533 metric tons of phosphorus that flow from Vermont into Lake Champlain every year. That amount needs to come down by 36% a year in order for the lake to be healthy, according to EPA estimates. Mears presented the proposals this week for how the state might reduce its phosphorus output.
And the next part of a TMDL is that then it allocates the responsibility for that reduction among the various kinds of sources of pollution.
All of this comes after years of debate over whether or not the state is doing enough to cut down on water pollution. The EPA has given the state authority to enforce the Clean Water Act on its own, but will have to step in if the state's standards don't measure up. When its concerns weren't answered by lawmakers, the Conservation Law Foundation sued the EPA in 2008, alleging that a 2002 version of the TMDL plan wasn't good enough. The EPA ultimately rescinded its approval of the 2002 version of the plan. That decision led to the current revision process. Anthony Arapino is a senior attorney at the Conservation Law Foundation. He was behind the 2008 lawsuit.
You only undergo this process under the Clean Water Act when everything else has failed. When all the things you're doing under state law and all the things you're doing to comply with the Clean Water Act have not succeeded in reducing pollution sufficiently to protect clean water.
Arapino says he is heartened by the state's proposals, which include stormwater permitting for public roads, new agricultural regulations, and changes to riverside development rules. This week's meetings kicked off a six-week public comment period, after which the state will prepare the final version of its plan for implementation next year. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.